I'm Sharon Jerd and welcome to my BizBlitz video. Today I want to ask you the question, are your beliefs holding you back? Interesting, because there's a lot of reasons or excuses that we can use to justify why our business isn't at the right level, why we're not personally at the right level, why you haven't lost weight, why you haven't earned more income, all of those things. We can really easily place excuses in the way of what's really going on. So firstly, I wanted to say to you is first identify any limiting beliefs you may have. Where did they come from? Who told you that? It may have been a person of authority, which may be a parent or a school teacher or an extended family member. Someone that you really look up to may have just said something that you've compounded into a negative belief. Sometimes it will come during your schooling from a school teacher, or it may be a story you've made up in your head. And so identify and go, yeah, actually, I'm saying that to myself. I'm not good enough. I'm not skinny enough. You know, I'll never be that. I'll never make it. I would never earn $1 million. What is it that belief is that you're saying to yourself? The second thing is that first, identify it. Second, acknowledge it. Acknowledge that it's no longer serving you well. It may be something that you thought about previously and it served you well previously, perhaps, but now it's not serving you well. So really acknowledge that this is not good for you any longer and you really need to do something about it. Which brings me to my third step, which is you have to make the change. You have to change that belief into a new belief so it will then serve you well into the future. You might go, oh, well, that's easier said than done, Sharon. Like how can I easily change the belief? Beliefs are really easy to change. Most people come to me for help. And I, you know, if you need help in changing your belief, reach out to me and I'm happy to have a chat with you. You just click on the link and we can have a chat about what those beliefs are and how we can easily change them. But to give you just an idea on how easy it is to change, when you were 12, you believed you were 12. Then you turned 13, and the very next day you now believed you were 13. You no longer believed that you were 12. How quickly did you change that belief? You changed it basically overnight, right? From one moment you thought you were 12 to the next moment you thought you were 13. And you truly believed it on either day. So I work with people very closely to change up their beliefs so it takes them to the next level in their life, in their fitness, in their business, whatever it is you want to step up into and what level you want to go to. We work together to change your beliefs and take action around that. It's not hard work. We can change it in an instant to form a new belief so you can move forward. So if you want to talk about changing your beliefs, if you believe you've got negative beliefs, if you're hearing this negativity in your inner thoughts or your internal dialogue with yourself, we need to change that up because that's what's holding you back. We can put those excuses up front and say it's the environment, the economy, the government, my clients, my ex-husband, my family, my parents, all of that. Or you can work on your own beliefs and believe something differently. So if this video has been of value today, please share it out with your friends, family, and colleagues, because I want to help as many people as I can, and that includes you. I'm Sharon Jerd, and we'll talk soon.